Welcome to Electronic Jazz, 1 hour of fusion and smooth jazz from the 1960s to the present, hosted by Dr. Jazz and produced at the studios of KCHW in Chewelah, Washington. The focus on today's electronic jazz will be guitarist John Abercrombie. Born in Port Chester, New York in 1944, he grew up in Greenwich, Connecticut. After hearing an album by jazz guitarist Barney Kessel, Abercrombie decided to take up the guitar at 10 years old. He attended the Berklee College of Music, and after graduation in 1967, he found work with the Brecker Brothers, Billy Cobham, Gatto Barbieri, and others, before going out on his own. He recorded about 60 albums. Abercrombie passed away in 2017 at 72. In 1984, Abercrombie recorded Believe You Me on the album Night, with Jan Hammer on keyboards, Michael Brecker on tenor, and Jack DeJohnette on drums. Then you'll hear keyboardist Jeff Lorber on Wavelength from his 1993 release, Worth Waiting For.
Thank you.
You've got Jazz Electronica going on your radio, hosted by me, Dr. Jazz. Tina Marie was born Mary Christine Brockett in 1956 in Santa Monica, California. She was a singer, songwriter, arranger, producer, and played guitar, keyboards, and congas. She passed away in 2010 at age 54 from complications of head trauma due to a large picture frame falling on her head while sleeping in a hotel room. Tina Marie recorded Lover Girl on her Star Child album of 1984. Then you'll hear keyboard man Greg Kourakos play My Best Friend from his 1993 Summer House release, saxophone by Boney James. Trumpeter Donald Byrd had a huge career in mainstream jazz, but did record a few electronic albums in the early 1970s. Here's Where Are We Going in 1972 from Blackbird. We are exploring electronic jazz on this program. Jeff Lorber, Everett Harp, and Chuck Loeb teamed up and recorded several albums under the name Jazz Funk Soul. Here they are in 2016 doing Crusher. After that, Mike Stern will play Coupe de Ville on his electric guitar from his 2009 release Big Neighborhood. English pop group Swing Out Sister recorded some jazzy pieces like It's Not Enough in 1987.
Thank you.
This last set of electronic jazz will begin with bluegrass banjo player Bella Fleck, who crossed over into jazz fusion in 1988 with his band The Flecktones. You'll hear The Sinister Minister from 1989. And Scottish saxophonist Richard Elliott recorded Deep Blue in 1993 from his Soul Embrace album. In 1974, the Crusaders played Stomp and Buck Dance on their Southern Comfort release.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Electronic Jazz, brought to you by Dr. Jazz, from the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW in Chewelah, Washington.